her name was and I don't know just where they was born, where she was born at.
But you think it was in Arkansas?
But they come to Arkansas when she was young.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think she was born in Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
But she came here when she was just young. And I don't know what age, though.
Uh-huh.
But I really don't know what state that they came from. They might have come from Arkansas. But I never did really hear him say.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever did, I forgot it.
What about your father?
Well, he was, I think he was raised here.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm.
Was he, you think he was born and raised here?
Yeah, I think he was born and raised in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
In Baxter County.
Baxter County. Mm-hmm.
And right down, just south of town there, about,
oh.
About a mile and a half is their old place.
Oh, it was?
Look.
So he went to school
then,
in Mountain
Home? No, he went to Oak Grove, I guess.
Oh, he went to Oak Grove.
Because he was in the Oak Grove district, that place was.
Oh, yeah.
Then he might have went other places, too, but I just couldn't tell.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, he was young, and in his young days, him and my mother was married here, and they courted here out in that country.
Oh, that's what I was wondering. I was going to ask you where they met.
Yeah,
one another.
Down around Oak Grove or Big Pond.
Mm-hmm.
Big Pond, I imagine.
So apparently her family had moved there then, and she...
Yeah. Yeah, they'd moved, and they owned a place down south, east of Mountain Home. But it's in the Big Pond School District.
In the Big Pond School District.
But it's on the Tracy Ferry Road.
Uh-huh.
And that's where they was, where she was raised up. But I don't know, like I say, I don't know whether she was born there.
Yeah.
And I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
But
she
anyway, she was raised up, though, in Big Pond.
And she went to school in Big Pond.
Yeah, she did.
Uh-huh.
And her brothers went to school in Big Pond. Well, Jim Martin, he was her sister, her brother, and he was sheriff here for 18 years.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, and then he's county judge for 4 years after he retired from the sheriff's post. He was a politician.
Mm-hmm, yes, he was.
And he just had the eighth grade
now. Uh-huh.
But he done a good job, I guess. He stayed in there.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, and now, what was your father's occupation?
He was farmer.
Oh, yeah.
And the other two was teachers, school teachers, and worked at some public.
Oh, his brothers.
His two brothers.
His two brothers.
But my daddy was a farmer.
Mm-hmm. What about your mama? She was housewife?
How?
She was housewife.
He was housewife. And she'd work on the farm. She'd work at the, you know, like a woman does on the farm, they get out and do things outside.
Oh, yeah.
In the garden and
such
like as that.
Mm-hmm.
And milk cows and so
mm-hmm.
on like that. She just a farm woman, my mother was. And when my daddy died, why, she had a little farm over it was in Big Pond. And but she sold it and moved and bought her mother's old place.
Oh, she did?
And that's where I was raised up now.
Oh.
Down the Tracy Ferry Road, east of Mountain Home.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's in Big Pond School District.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 22 years old, I used to play the fiddle.
Oh, you did?
So I was playing the fiddle one night, and one of my neighbors called me, and he said, "I've got a proposition I'd like to talk to you about."